Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. My name is Ken Fletcher. Thank you for stopping by. We hope that you'll stay with us throughout the whole seminar. The Lord is really dealing with us on what's inside of us here, and that's what this road trip is all about the Know Thyself road trip. And we're on a journey here, and hope that you'll stay with us. I mean, we've made a lot of stops. We're going to make a whole lot more stops yet. And today we are continuing on where we left off last week. And so we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord wants to bring out this week. I tell you, sometimes He just takes me in directions that I didn't know about. I did know He was going to do, and He just takes me there. And so it's for somebody's benefit. Perhaps it's for your benefit that we take these little side journeys that sometimes are just as important or maybe even more important than the main thing that we're dealing with throughout the seminar. So the only way to know is to find out. Just hang with us and see where the Lord's going to take us, because many times I don't even know before we get on here. So, and we're recording these late night right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And early morning hours, we do these. And so it's nice and quiet most of the time, I think. But we're so thankful to be able to come here to you and minister to you today. And we've got some great things coming up. Now, listen, the Lord told me some time ago that we were going to be doing a live ministry session here coming up. And I'm thinking that now it's looking like kind of the end part of October, perhaps, maybe somewhere in there. So be watching for that. And we'll keep you updated as the, you know, each week as the seminars come out. So be watching for that live ministry time. I think this time we're going to do it on Facebook. Perhaps in other times we'll do it on more. I don't know, or another format. But either way, we'll keep you informed. Go over there on our page and check out what's going on there at the on Twitter, or X, used to be Twitter. And go check us out on the Road of Faith seminar there, and also see what's going on my Facebook page with Ken Fletcher there on Facebook, and also on our ministry part on Facebook, the Road of Faith seminar. So that's what's coming up. And also and if you're not sure what's really happening, go over to our website and visit and read and search around and go through the seminars and things that the Lord has done, and already is all on there. Praise God. And we want it to be a blessing to your life and help you in perhaps some things that you're dealing with in your life, some problems or issues that you are encountering in life. And that's what we're here for. We want to be a blessing, help you through, help you up, and maybe give you, through the Spirit of God, give you some solutions and answers that will lead you in the right directions that will bring you up and out of that stuff that's hurting you so bad. Amen. Well, let's have a word of prayer before we get started here on today's seminar. Father, we're so thankful for this day. Thank you, Father, for all of your blessings, that so many every day. And we're so thankful. We don't want to take them for granted. We want to realize who's behind all of these good things that's happening in us. And it's you. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this seminar, all of the good things that's happening here tonight. And we thank you, Father, that these things are going to help somebody, give them seeds, give them solutions, give them a new thought perhaps that they hadn't thought of before, and go into a new depth of understanding with you. That's our prayer for each one that watches this. And we thank you for our friend there that's taken the time to watch this seminar. And we give you praise, Father, for the things that you're doing in them, what you've got arranged just for them. We thank you for it right now. We give you praise for the supernatural, wonderful things that you're doing in them where they are. There's no time difference with you whenever they happen to watch this, it doesn't matter because you knew and you knew and you're there now to implement whatever that they would believe you for there. And we give you thanks for doing that. And we're excited to see these results of what you're doing in the lives of the people. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for all of these things. And thank you for helping us today to get out what you want to get out for the people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You believe that? Hey, I do. I believe every word of that. That's what we're believing right here. So hook up with us in faith as we go forward and just yield to the Lord and let him have his way. Amen. And we're not getting in any hurry. See, that's an important thing also, is not to get in a hurry when it comes to the things of God. Cause when he's doing things, man, I mean, you want to get all of what he is doing, and you want to saturate, and you want to get in the truth of things so that it really makes a difference and a change in your life. Amen. Now, we've been looking at some scriptures, and of course our main scripture that we've had throughout this whole seminar is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. It says, anybody that's in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that means any man, any woman, any boy or girl who is in Christ, they become a new creature. They are a new creature. The Bible tells us that this experience with the Lord, we are a new creature, and that old creature that once was is now passed away. It's gone. All of that back there is gone. I'm so glad about that, that all of that was gone, and that Jesus forgave me of all of those things. And praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be a new creature, and it's wonderful to find out all of the things that's involved in being this new creature in this blend that we have. I mean, wow. The thing that's just blowing my mind is this blend that we have with the Lord. Oh my goodness. I mean, and we are in union and in covenant with, and we are one with him now. One with him and one with the Father, one with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are. We've been made that way. We've been created that way. And of course, we've covered so many scriptures up to now that have verified all of these facts, that the new creation of God is a creation that is created into Christ, into him, and blended in with him, and he into us, and blended into us. And we are this new creation that is unified with the Lord, and now we're part of him, and he's part of us. Mm-mm-mm. And we have eternal life because of him, you see. Oh, praise God. The thought of all of that, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And of course, you know, we've been talking about some of the things that happened to me back on March 9th when I had that encounter with the Lord, and how so many things changed after that, and how I began to hear him so clearly. Now, just that one thing happening, that I was able to hear him clearly thought to thought, just mind to mind now, I mean, just... And I begin to see and understand some of the scriptures that was talking about that we have the mind of Christ, and that we are one and unified with him. Of course, we should hear him so that way. Well, I had been a believer for over 50 years, about almost 50 years at that time, and I hadn't heard him like that. And I had heard him. Now, I've been directed by the Lord through the years, for sure. In a lot of things, I heard him. But not like that, where it was thought to thought. You know what I mean? Just instant, man. It was surprising to me. After I begin hearing him like that, after the night of March 9th, the next day and the day after, I'm like, I'm just hearing him in places. I was hearing him. Listen, before I would hear, it seemed like his direction and would come from, you know, it, kind of in the center of my being here, you know, from inside down here, and it would come up. And I would like pick it up. Boy, after March 9th, man, I was hearing him everywhere inside. Now, I mean, I could hear, I was hearing him up in my head, you know, up, and then, and he would do things that just, I mean, in the next several days, it just, I would hear him in one side, and then he'd move over here in the other side of my head and talk inside. You know what I mean? And then he'd do the same thing inside. This is something I don't know if I've ever shared with anybody, but then he would move to one side and he would speak over there, and I'd hear him from in there, you know, from over there, and then he'd move over here and he's inside of me, you know what I mean? And he'd go down, and then he'd go up, you know, he'd come down to the center part. Then he would go, I mean, and I was hearing him ever, you know, it, and, what was so amazing about it all was that, how he, verified these things, you know, to me. And because at first, I mean, it was so shocking to me to be hearing him thought like that, almost like my own thoughts now. I mean, just inside, just so clear. And so I'm thinking at first, I'm like, wow, I just didn't know what to think about it. But as time, you know, as the days went on, I kept verifying things. He would verify things with me. That it was the same spirit that I had all those years. It's the same, his same speaking, his same voice. And it was. Some of the things he said, really surprised me, that he would say. And it, because of my religious mindset of things. And, some things he would say would just blow my mind. I'm going, that can't be the Lord. That can't be the Lord. You know what I mean? But it was. It was him, and he showed me that it was him. So we're so thankful that he has done this in me. But here's the thing. See, now, after that happened, I realized, man, that I was really dull to him and his directions. I realized that he wasn't, I was missing a lot of stuff from him, okay? I really was. I was missing a lot of good stuff and directions and a lot of things, man, that I would just, I was not picking up from him. Well, after that point, I started picking up a whole lot more. Now, I'm sure that I still miss some things. I know that I did, because I would act on some things and thinking that that was what I was supposed to do. And it turned out that that wasn't, you know, I was misdirected in my own thinking. Okay. And you're going to miss God like that too. When you get thought to thought with him, you'll probably have moments when you'll say, man, I thought that was the Lord. Or you wouldn't have done it, or you wouldn't have went that direction or what, but that's okay. It's better to be that way than to be, dull to what he's telling you. I think that he smiles when we attempt. Even if we're not 100% on, you know, if we believe in our heart, if we believe that is the Lord directing us, you know, but maybe that's not quite what he had in mind. You know what I mean? But I think it makes he and the Father smile, because they realize that we're just going after it. We're going after faith. We're going after hearing from him and doing what he wants to do. And it makes them smile. So what, you missed it the last time? So what? You know, hey, we're all growing and we're all learning. And that's kind of the way I think that they look at it. They're not worried about it. You know what I mean? They think it's great that we're moving in that direction, that we're having the desire to live by faith and the desire to hear from the Lord and to do what he wants to do. I think that really, I believe that makes them smile. I believe that pleases them. And man, listen, you're not going to miss it every time. You know, I'm hitting it a lot better than I used to. I a lot of things I was just so dull to. And, after he began to speak to me in this way, in this new clear way, to where it was thought to thought and it was 24/7. Now I could talk to him and hear him clear. I mean, just as clear, any time of the day or night, man, it didn't matter what it was like, what time of the day or night it was. It didn't make no difference, man. He was, I mean, and here's another funny thing that he would do to demonstrate, this blend he had with me inside and to demonstrate this fusion that we had together, Jesus and I, amen, through the Holy Spirit. Yes. Amen. And, he wanted to prove to me. And so what he would do is, he would speak very, very softly sometimes, you know, to my thinking. I'd hear him very, very softly and I'd go, man, I sure like to hear it clear. And he and he'd turn up the volume. He'd turn the volume up for me. He sure would. And it was so funny because, boy, he says, and he'd say things like, you know, is that loud enough for you? I liked it loud. I said, oh, yes, Lord, I like it loud like that. But still, he sometimes will speak softly to me, depending on what the deal is. But it's funny that even in noisy situations, you can be in a noisy place, you would think, man, am I going to be able to hear the Lord? And I've been in those situations where I've had a real noisy atmosphere, you know, coming in from the outside, real noisy. And I'm thinking, man, am I going to be able to hear the little boy? Listen here. He turns the volume up. He amplifies it for me so I can hear him. And, boy, do I appreciate that. My goodness. We talked about how all that began to change, how I didn't realize what I did and what happened, what caused that to happen. Well, that's what this pretty much this seminar, these whole groups of seminars, this whole series has been about, really, because Jesus is wanting you to hear him clearly now. Yes, he does. Now, if you're not, I just described to you, describe to you what it's like for me now and what it's been like since March 9th of 2022, what things have been like for me and the things that were so different after that, because, I can ask him for direction in anything and I can get his direction in anything. Because I would rather hear from him. I would rather do things his way than I would to, you know, I'd rather find out what he's saying about it, because I don't know everything about it, you know. And I just want to find out what he's saying, even if I don't understand it many times. I mean, in recent weeks, he's told me to do some things that were kind of surprising to me, that I didn't think that, I was thinking, well, this, you know, I just had to be sure about, you know, so I went back to him several times about it. And, sure enough, he never changed and, never changed what he said about it. So we went ahead and went ahead with it, you know, and stepped on into it. Even when I didn't think I could do it, I went ahead on with it in faith of what he told me and what he said. So, you know, that's the life of faith in general. You move in the directions and do what he wants you to do by faith. What you believe that he's telling you to do, and you've got the right heart, you've got the right motivations. Amen. And that's all part of inside of your soul, of course. But yielding yourself to the Lord, and of course that's what we've been talking about last week. We're going to get back into it here in a few minutes. But you know, he told me what happened, what I did, what my heart condition was, what caused it to happen. And since he told me that, I've been real sure. I've been trying to be real sure that I kept it there. The way that he showed me that I kept myself there with him, because in doing what I did, I enabled him to get clear like that with me. Evidently, I was stopping him somehow. Evidently, I was dull to it somehow. I know that he always wanted that clarity with me, you know. That is, oh my, he wants that, he wants that, he wants that, that deep sharing. Thought to thought, he knows every feeling, he knows every thought, he knows. That's the wonderful thing about the Lord, is that he knows all that's in there, everything is exposed to him. And so this blend that we have with him, he helps us in the things that we don't see or understand yet. And so he leads us in the right ways according to our level of understanding and growth. You understand? Praise God. So, yeah, he's faithful to do that. And he's going to continue to be faithful to do that in my life and in your life. Now, it's up to us now. It's our part. It's our part now to come to this place to him, with him. Because that's something he already wants. It's nothing that he is holding back on you. It's us holding back on him. That's the problem. Well, if you just take out all the stops and if you just take everything out and just hold nothing back anymore, you're not holding anything back from him anymore. Well, I got news for you. Ego get all over you, and he's gonna let you know. He's gonna speak to you, and he's gonna show you. He's gonna help you. He's gonna give you vision. He's, you know, about what he wants you to do in the future, and the things that he has for you. You know, if you gave him everything that you did or was or is, you just giving him everything, that means you ain't got nothing left of your own, right? Yeah, when you give him everything, you don't have anything. In other words, it's all in his control now. Everything is in his control. Amen. Well, what's going to happen then? Well, he's going to open up to you what he has for you. Yes, he is. And when he does that, it's going to be better than what you had. A lot better. Amen. His ways and his directions are so much better. And it's full of peace. And he increases you and he helps you in every way. Now, I tell you, every way, emotionally, mentally. After that happened to me on March 9th, I noticed, man, my mind, I don't know, wow, it just changed. I mean, things, difficult to explain these things. I'm doing my best here. I'm doing my best here to try to explain what it was like. so that you perhaps it won't surprise you so much when this happens to you. Perhaps it's already happened to you and it's confirming what you've already experienced. But and man, after that happened to me, it just seemed like my mind was faster, man. I mean, it just seemed like I could see through things quicker. I could understand things quicker. And it seemed like everything was faster. I don't know how to say, inside. Perceptions were faster. People would start to say something to me, and I'd already know where they were going. I already know what was happening. I see through the whole thing. I don't understand it. The whole of it. Now, it doesn't happen all the time. I'm just saying that generally, a lot of things change like that in me. And, at first, it really threw me off because, I just felt like a fish out of water, sort of. I just felt like I had this experience with the Lord, and now I saw through a lot of things that I didn't see through before. He showed me how that this present fallen world system is like the Matrix, and he gave us that movie, 1999 movie, as the Matrix, as a visual aid to help us to make a connection what's really going on down here in reality, in the natural realm. And so he gave that to me. And I mean, I was seeing through a lot of stuff that I didn't see through before and didn't understand before. Things really changed for me. And when I found out, then later on, he's starting to explain to me the best that I can get a hold of it. The things that that took place that brought me to that place with him. And that's what I'm been sharing with you. That's what we started a few weeks ago. We started talking about some of these things, the three important things that brought me into this place with him that I didn't know that I did. But I did anyway, and it brought me to this place with him. And I know that if you have these things working in you, 100% of you. Now, I mean, these things, it's not going to be a partial. This is no partial deal here that we're doing. This is a total thing. All right. If you're just wanting to give the Lord some just partial part of you, and you're wanting to hang on to your own agenda and your own plan or whatever, well, this stuff is you're not going to get there. You're not going to get there like that. You're not going to get there with him like that, even though it's available to you. You're not going to get there like that because it's going to take a total deal with you. All right. It's with your whole heart. I mean, you can't hold nothing back with the Lord. He sees it. He understands it. And he knows what's going on. So this is totally something that's on your part, on my part. All right. Since he's already done everything in order for us to get here with him, it's already done. So he's not... holding anything back from us. It's a matter of revealing to us more of who we are as we mature in our understanding of this union that we have with the Lord. And if you can get your desire, your heart desire right before him, you can make a lot of adjustments inside, and you can get to this place that I've been described to you. It's not hard to get there. It's just not. It's not difficult. It's simple. Anybody can do it. Everybody should do it. Will everybody do it? Don't think so. I don't think everybody's doing it. And I've met enough Christians since then, and talked to enough Christians that are kind of the same. You know, they don't get what I'm talking about here. Because they're not that way with the Lord. Things are not that way with them. Many times they feel like they have to pray a good long time to get clarity from the Lord about what they should do. Or perhaps there's just a lot of things that have interrupted, I should say, interrupted this this communication between us and the Lord. A lot of things have interrupted it. But these three things that we began talking about a few weeks ago, and we're going to keep talking about today. We're going to talk about a little bit further. We still got some time left. I realize I've been talking here for a while, not getting into too much scripture today. But, you know, these things that I've been saying, the Lord wanted to come out so that you could get clear on what happened to me and understand where I'm at now. It's not that I'm somewhere that other believers aren't. I'm not. A lot of believers are where I'm at here. Perhaps the Lord just led you to me, and maybe I'm going to say something a certain way that'll help you to get, you know, through what you're going through and get, you know, get you into this place with him. Perhaps another minister somewhere might be better with somebody else. I don't know. But either way, I'm just explaining to you the best that I know how to explain to you what he has shown me in order for you to get clear with him. I mean, thought to thought clear, that you're not wondering, you know, throughout the day, that he's helping you to make right choices and right decision. He's giving you his wisdom. He's just shooting that up into your mind, that you understand, that you know what the best thing to do is. I mean, man, it's amazing to be in this place with the Lord. And of course, we talked about the starting place is the giving of your will, the total part of you. I said this is 100% thing we're talking about here, the giving of your total self. And that's what it's going to take for you to hear like that. Mm-hmm. Because when you give your will to him, you give everything to him. Well, guess what? It's almost like you're in total dependence upon what he's wanting to show you and take it. You see, because you're not dependent on yourself anymore in your own intellect, your own understanding thing. You're dependent on his understanding of things. Big difference, man. Big difference. And so I'd rather hear from his understanding on things, because he understands a whole lot more than I understand. And I need that. I want that. I want that for me and my family. I want his way. I want the best for us, you know, and I want to hear him clearly in everything. Don't you? That should be a desire of your heart, man, to hear what the master says in everything. I mean, it's wonderful to hear. I just want to hear from him in more things, not just some things, but more things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, he wanted us to get into these three things, and so let's review just a tad bit of what we talked about. There's three things in a box, I guess you could say, and those three things in the box, and the box is the same thing that's in all three of them, you know. What it is just the fourth thing is synonymous with everything in there, everything that's in the box. Amen. Of course, now the first thing we talked about it that was in there, that the element, the three elements that he showed me that was working in me, that I didn't realize how important these things were at that time. But the desire of my heart was to just give him everything. So that's the starting place. All right. Well, how did I get to that place with him? Amen. Well, we talked about the first element, and that was humility. My goodness, this one here may be, I don't know if it is or not, but it may be the most important element of them all, because without this element working in your heart, in your soul, if you don't have this element working in you, you're going to get absolutely zippo nowhere with God. You're just not going to. You're wasting your time. If you think you're going to approach him any other way than this, well, you're fooling yourself. It just ain't going to happen. because he sees right through you. He sees right everything, just crystal clear, right on through you. He knows every motivation. He knows every thought. He knows the reasons why you are where you are with him. Every reason, everything. Where did it come from? Was it passed down through the family, or was it, you know, however, you know, whatever it was, he knows the whole thing. Where it came from, how it ended up in you, why you are, why you thinking the way you are. He sees the whole thing. Well, the only reason, the only way you can come to him in understanding that is just real. Just real. Hiding nothing. Holding nothing back. Just real. Well, how does that, how do you be real with the Father? I mean, really. Since he sees everything, and since he knows everything about you from A to Z, why you are where you are, why you think the way you think, what's going on in you, what you're dealing with inside, amen, he sees all of that. Well, what we're going to have to do here, as people, as his children, is we're just going to have to get gut level real with him and humble ourselves before him. That's the deal. Humbling yourself before the master. And that's a part of giving yourself now. It really is. Is okay, I realize I don't know everything. I realize where I am. Man, that's a big part of it right there. Realizing where you are in front of him, how he sees you. Well, need to humble ourselves now. You, me, guy down the street. Give yourself in humility to the Father, the whole thing. Now, that brings you into, I guess you could almost say that's the doorway. You could almost call it, I mean, there's no use in going to the Father. There's no use in even thinking about going to the Father unless you're going in humility of heart. It's just crazy to think about such a thing, to go in front of the Almighty God, the great creator, and you're going to go with a prideful or arrogant spirit. You're not going to get anywhere with him with that. Come on now. That ain't going to float with the Father. That's just not going to float. And so many times we may get angry at God. You ever see anybody really get angry? Oh my gosh, they get angry, shake your fist, and get, man, and can't, because they don't understand. That's why they don't understand. And they think he did something or didn't do something for them. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Mm-mm-mm. You think that's going to get anywhere with God? Well, listen, he understands it. He looks right through it. He knows where it's coming from. He understands it. But it doesn't mean you're right in doing that. You're not going to get anywhere with him like that. What do you got to do? Well, you got to put your junk aside. Put it aside. The things that you're angry at, say, okay. Well, I don't understand. Maybe I don't understand anything. Well, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to humble yourself before the master and say, you know everything, Father. And even though I don't understand this, I know that you're going to show me. Thank you for showing me the truth of this thing. Why? What's going on here? Because I want you to know there's nothing bad that he sends to you, ever. He never sends nothing bad to you. There's no such thing that he's going to send something bad to you. No, he doesn't have nothing bad to send to you. If it's bad, it's on account of the devil. If it's bad, it's on account of the fallen nature we're living in here. That's right. We're supposed to dominate this stuff in our body. We're supposed to dominate those negative things, you see, as the new creation we are. Well, we'll be talking more about those things as time goes along. But right now, I'm trying to get you into the place and to understand that when you come to God, you humble yourself. When you come to the Father, you humble yourself. Now, what I mean by that, I mean bring yourself low, not self, exalting in any way, because you are before the great Almighty. Yes, you are. And your Creator. Yes, you are. And so you'd be real wise, real smart to realize that you don't know everything. You don't understand everything, but He does. Well, you enter into this, you enter and approach Him with a humble heart. Yes, you do. Sir, I don't understand everything. I don't know why this is happening to me. Or I don't understand these things, but I know you're good. I know you're good. I know it's not your fault. I mean, that's a wise thing to even come to the conclusion. It's not His fault. It isn't His fault. It isn't. If it's bad, it's not His fault. No, it's not. Amen. It's somehow or another we're caught up in deception. Somehow or another we've yielded to the enemy. Somehow or another we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Listen, we need to be ready to make adjustments, right? See, if you're not in the place of humility with the Father, you need to make an adjustment inside your soul. Amen. Why? Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Well, I want His grace. I want more of His grace, so I want to humble myself more. I'll tell you something, the more you humble yourself, my friends, in front of the Lord, the more that He's going to reveal to you who you are and what you have. And I want you to know something. It's great what you are and what you have in Him. It's great. It's very great. So the only way you're really going to find out some of these things is through humility. It's almost like I say, it's the entryway, it's the doorway, it's the heart attitude to approach the Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Well, I'm almost out of time today, but I wanted to tell you thank you so much for tuning in. And I trust that some of my testimony and some of the word and things that were spoken here by the Spirit of God was a blessing and a help to you. And I hope you'll stay with us as we continue on further. Some things came out today that hadn't come out before, that I hadn't revealed before, that happened to me. And maybe some other things will come out as time. Whatever the Lord wills, that's all I want to help you. That's all I care about is helping you come into this place with the Lord in such an intimate, such a one-to-one, thought-to-thought relationship with the Master every day, every moment of the day. It's wonderful. Praise God. Well, until next time, friends, I thank you for staying with us, and I want you to know that I love you.